WRIR-LP-FM, 97.3 FM, Richmond, Richmond Independent Radio. Welcome to the Edge of Americana and Happy New Year's. And we are going to be doing a set of Music of Change.
I'm going to make a talk on the world, from Adam and Eve to XYZ. Well, just give me a little wee bit of that old tune, feed your babies onions so you can find them in the dark.
There you go. Anybody got a guitar that I could just strum on? Hey, you don't have a guitar, fella, so I could play. I don't have nothing but a pick.
Well, no music, then you'll just have to take my word for it.
Well, Lost John's going to play it for you. He's going to play it in the...
Friends, Roman, cattles, and farmers.
Here it goes, right here.
My subject for this evening am entitled Why For, Wherefore, and How Come. But before I starts to commence to begin, there am some mighty important trifles that must be took into consideration before the main subject of the discourse am discoursed on this here elevated platform. Now, us must turn back the pages of history about 14,000 years to the time when Cleopatra and Julius Caesar were the headliners in the magazines and the moving picture shows. It is in them days that the people done thunk that the world was flat. Anybody here got a pancake in your pocket, I'll show you just what I mean. No pancake, then you'll just have to take my word for it. But they was all wrong. The world were never on a level. The world were always round like an apple. This epileptic shape on the counter of the axle, what done perforates through the middle of the center in congestion with the latitude of the horizontal. Now then, when the solar plexus of the sun's violet rays congregate on the middle of the bisection, there am set in motion the magnetic conundrum, which done reflex and deflex and inflex the roaring borealis of the North Pole where the pole cats live. Now then, that's what Christmas Columbus was up again when the Queen of Spain gave him a motorboat and told him to find the West Indies. He hibernates a lot of banana wagon pushers, sticks them on the boat, and he starts out. And he sail, and he sail, and he sail. And he sail for loads so long that they done run out of vittles to eat, and the men done run out of patience. Then Christmas had a wonderful procrastinating idea. He done called all the men on the quarterdeck. This boat didn't have no dollar deck. He had to call them on the quarterdeck. And he said to them, men, this is a doggone big ocean, and that's as lost as it sure as shooting. Us been trespassing around here for a week, and the water looks here just like it did a week ago. Therefore, under these subsistence circumstances, us must do something desperate. Now tonight, when the night watch goes on the dog watch, the best thing to be there them to watch the dog star. Well, sir, that doggone dog watch that doggone dog star till the doggone dog star done gone home for breakfast, and they're still floating on the same ocean. Then Christmas had another wonderful procrastinating idea. He called all them men back on that two-bit deck, and he said to them, tonight, men, us will watch the Big Dipper, and when us catches up with it, us will get a drink. So that night, one man kept his eye on the bow meter, and the other man kept his eye on the Big Dipper. And in the year 1492 A.D., A.D., you understand, mean after dark, they discovered Columbus, Ohio. That's where the dark ages of history done stopped. Christmas done leave all his men in Ohio. He scoots back to the Queen of Spain. She done tapped him on the head with a sword and made him a knight. The men what stayed in Ohio got tapped on the head with swords and was made angels. That leads us down past the city hall to the scientific age, which am at the present instinct of time. When us compares the obnoxious ignorance of the folks of that time to the older, furious intelligence of the folks that live today, there ain't no getting around it. Us of today I'm pretty doggone smart. Look, astrology, physiology, psychology, and by golly, and all the ologies. This is some theology age. Does a man nowadays go out to study a little calcium and not on your life? He studies a little calciumology. And on a Saturday night, does he go up to the country store and shoot crap? Not on your life. They percolate a little crapology. And did you ever stop to think what a great invention the radio am to the criminology and the welfare of the universe? Sure am a copious invention. All you got to do is sit right at home and revolvitate the dials, and the music am preambulated through the atmosphere and comes right down the chimney onto your ain't him. And they'll think they used to thunk the world was flat. There ain't no exclusion for such grounds, absolutely no exclusion. I hope that I've made myself plain, and I thank you one and all. Now, give us a tune, Lord John.
Yeah, come on, man.
WRIR LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio. This is the Edge of Americana. This is your host, Otto Conrad. I'm also here in the studio with co-host Josh Bierman, and we are getting set up here for a adventurous night of music. We've got some live music in the studio tonight. Josh, what do you got playing?
What the live band tonight is Justin James and Company, and they're going to be doing some not really traditional music, but kind of Americana-y tinged music.
Sounds good. I think I've seen Justin before, actually, in concert. He opened for Tiff Merritt, I believe, not too long ago.
So excitement abound here at WRIR.
We're doing a show tonight that's focused on New Year's, specifically new beginnings, changes.
Out with the old.
Out with the old, in with the new.
And also party time. There's going to be some party time music, too, because that's what we'll be doing.
So let's
soon enough.
Of party time, we can't do much better than a little Fats Waller.
All right.
To set things off.
Let's hear it.
My friend, I'm very sorry, but you have to move. I cannot stand you any longer until you pay me my 50 cents for last week. Yes. I love you all, you know, I love you all, yes, but you got to go. Ella Bando is your friend until you pay. Yes, that's it. You don't pay, huh? There's a change in the ocean, change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. Gonna change my way of living. That ain't enough. Gonna change the way that I strut my stuff. Gonna change my address where I'm living at. Gonna change my long tall one for a little short fat. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There's gonna be some changes made today. There's gonna be some changes made. Running to it, yeah. Put it on out there in the street, yeah. Put him on up. Yeah. Alabando say can't stand him any longer. I'm very sorry, my friend, but you'll have to go. Alabando wants his money. You got the 50 cent? No. Well, get on out.
Take the plants and town. The birds were singing in the trees, and the weather it was fair. I sat for a while to rest me back at the foot of a shady oak, and by there come a band of men with their faces black as smoke. So it's rise up, junk, and sing your song, for the summer is short and the winter long. Let's all join hands and form a chain till the leaves of springtime bloom again. Now the first to come in was a soldier with his rifle in his hand. He just returned from fighting wars in many's the distant land. And he'd left his regiment sleeping at the foot of a foreign hill. And he's returned to England for to kill or to be killed. So it's rise up, junk, and sing your song. For the summer is short and the winter long. Let's all join hands and form a chain till the leaves of springtime bloom again. And the next to come in was a sailor. He'd have just returned from sea. He'd sailed away for 7 long years till at last he was set free. That evening as the sun went down, he anchored by the shore. And he's returned to England for to fight one battle more. So it's rise up, junk, and sing your song. For the summer is short and the winter long. Let's all join hands and fall. Form a chain till the leaves of springtime bloom again. In the middle of the forest, where the blackbird sweet did sing, the soldier and the sailor took their place inside a ring. And when the battle started, they went at it blow by blow. And when the battle ended, down their backs the blood did flow. So it's rise up, junk, and sing your song. For the summer is short and the winter long. Let's all join hands and form a chain till the leaves of springtime bloom again. Now a chimney sweep and a doctor came a-walking arm in arm. And when they saw the bodies there, they showed no alarm. For the doctor, he'd been travelling through Italy, France and Spain. And he had in his bag a tiny flask for to ease the ache and pain. So it's rise up, junk, and sing your song. For the summer is short and the winter long. Let's all join hands and form a chain till the leaves of springtime bloom again. He gave a drink to the soldier who rose up from the ground, and he began for to sing his song as he passed the bottle round. And the sailor the same up from the ground, sure as he was born. And the soldier, the sailor, the doctor and the sweep, they danced into the dawn. So it's rise up, junk, and sing your song. For the summer is short and the winter long. Let's all join hands and fall. Form a chain till the leaves of springtime bloom again.
Thank you.
97.3 WRIR. Hey, you're listening to Edge of Americana, and this is Josh Behrman. I'm here with Otto Conrad.
Greetings, Josh.
Before you were with me, and now I'm with you, Otto. That's how it works. And,
we're here together.
Yeah, and we're doing songs about the new things and old things, and in with the new and out with the old as much as possible. Anyway, of course, what did we just hear?
What we heard was two versions of Jubilo or Kingdom
Jubilo,
or what's Kingdom? What's the alternative name?
Kingdom's
for that?
Coming in the year of the Jubilo, or also coming. I've heard it as the year of Jubilo.
Right, and it's a neat song. It's a Civil War era song that was purportedly written by the impending freed African Americans in anticipation of their physical freedom and the turnaround they anticipated would be happening on their slave masters.
Okay. There you go. And before that, so that was the New North Carolina Ramblers, who are I believe Kirk Sutphin's in that band. I'm not going to – actually, you know what? Given that I'm not sure about it, I'm going to say nothing for now because I don't want any phone calls.
And before that, we had a fiddler named John Summers doing a short version of that. And all I know about him is that he was born in 1889, and this was recorded near the end of his life in the mid 70s. It's on a label called the Field Recording Collective that does releases really nice field recordings.
It's a beautiful label indeed. And before that, we had a tune called Rise Up, a song called Rise Up Jock, which is, I admit, maybe not Americana, but kind of British Islesicana, although it is the two gentlemen singing, or at least two of the gentlemen singing, are Canadians, but they are British emigres into Canada. But Canada's part of North America, so therefore Americana music. Anyway, and the story behind that is every year there are these mummers plays that happen around Christmas and the New Year, and they're pretty much kind of a retelling and different tellings of the same story of St. George versus the dragon, or St. George versus the evil Turk, I believe was his name, the Turkish knight, excuse me. Turkish champion in Ireland or a soldier. Anyway, St. George gets cut down, and then a quack doctor comes out and administers a special potion, and then generally dancers of some traditional form or another dance around him, and they sing that song, and it brings him back to life. And so it's kind of the old, maybe pagan solstice and kind of rebirth period that took place around this time, around which many religions base their holidays.
Fascinating.
Or, if you'd like to believe so, coincidentally, the same time that Jesus was born. So it worked out that way. Anyway, one way or another.
Before that, we have, as I said, we had Fats Waller doing There'll Be Some Changes Made.
Yeah. And then, sorry, we're talking a lot. Before that was Clyde Lewis.
Yeah, explain that one.
And that's from an album called Close to Home, which is one of Mike Seeger's collections. He had a lot of collections. And this was in April 1967. Clyde Lewis delivered a three-minute history of the world to a group of some spectators at the Union Grove Fiddlers Convention in Union Grove. And it just seems like this kind of this improvisational hymn, this kind of nonsense. Great. It's great. It's amazing. It's musical without there actually being any music involved. But I think that's enough for now. That took 3 minutes to do all that explaining. But you are listening to Edge of Americana, and it's our New Year's show. It is also our live band show. And we have James, Justin, and company in the studio there. And hello, gentlemen.
Hey, guys.
Hey!
All right, that's loud. I'll have to deal with that. But so
I'm a loud guy.
All right, so we'll just have James, Justin, and company take it away for a few songs, and then we'll be back to talk to them and talk about other things, too. So, gentlemen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Won't you take me back to good old days, where the sun and the rain shine and fall on me. It spends time on me. Sky is big and the land is long. We'll be laughing, dancing, singing a song for me. It spends time on me. Take me back to the good old days when I was young. Well, I know you. Water's nice and the grass is green. We can light it like a fire, you see. It gets warm on me. It spends time on me. better every time I go. It makes my days move nice and slow. It slows down on me. Take me back to the good old days when I was young. Well, I know you will. Take me back to good old days where the sun and the rain shine and fall on me. Spend time on me. It gets better every time I go. It makes my days move nice and slow. It slows down on me. Spend time on me. Take me back to the good old days when I was young. Well, I know you.
Excellent. Thank you, people of Richmond. We got a couple of more songs for you while Bailey tunes his banjo up one step. I want to thank you for listening in. I'm going to put my cape on here. That song was called I Know You Will. And that's off the new record Southern Sun So Far, which you can come to at Cary Street Cafe on January 2nd at 9 p.m. That's the Richmond release party. So I hope to see you there. This next one's called Count On Me. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Try.
All right, great job, boys. Tom, props to my left here. That's Josh's right in the studio. He's up on upright bass, and Bailey Horsley on banjo. Say hi to him, Tom.
Hello.
Yeah, all right. This next one's called Turn This Thing Around. Two, three, four.
Glass on the table doesn't know all the pain you eased for me in time before. I can't remember those nights wasted away. You can't tell me how many times I thought today. One by one, they're gonna get up off the ground. Two by two, they're gonna make each other proud. Three by three, we're gonna try to turn this thing around. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. All right.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. So that's James, Justin, and Company.
That's
first
right.
of all, why don't we go around and you're listening to Edge of Americana, by the way, on 97.3 WRIR. So let's go around the room and introduce the massive band that you have in here.
Do we have enough time?
You'll work our way through it.
Yeah. Well, I'm James Justin Burke. I'm on guitar and vocals, as you just heard here. And the gentleman to my left, who I've already introduced, but he can get as many introductions as he can possibly get. Who are you?
I'm Tom, and I'm here from Richmond, and I'd like to say hello to my son, Miles.
Oh, hey. Hello, Miles. Very nice.
We love Miles. Yeah. Miles will probably be in the band in about, what, 6 years? Somewhere around there?
You know, the kid angle is a sure way to get
For sure. And to my right.
Yep. It's me, Bailey Horsley. How's it going, guys? From Richmond, and appreciate you guys listening this evening, and Justin coming down from Charleston and doing this tonight, so I appreciate it.
Charleston, is that Charleston, West Virginia, or Charleston, South Carolina?
That's Charleston, South Carolina.
Excellent.
Yes, it's the music there. Seems like to be West Virginia, but it's Charleston, South Carolina.
Yep.
So
how did you guys all, I mean, so Justin, you're from Charleston, Bailey and Tom are local musicians here.
That's correct.
In the Richmond area. You may have seen them playing in other bands, specifically Bar None.
Yep, that's right.
And Tom, you play in any other bands?
I don't think so.
No, you know. Hopefully you know. And Bailey here was a member of the departed Pick and Buds.
That's correct.
Playing banjo, playing guitar. Yeah. Anyway, so how did you all meet up? A Charleston native and some Richmonders, or at least a Charleston liver and some Richmonders.
Well, Bailey and I grew up together. I'm from Virginia. I'm not from Charleston. I've been down there for about 4 years, but Bailey and I grew up together as kids since we were, you know, wee little guys about Miles' age. And we were kind of musically inclined. We were lucky to live in such an artistic place, a really small hometown.
Which is?
Lancaster County. Uh-huh. On right towards the bay,
yeah,
Kilmarnock, Whitestone, some other great towns in that area. So we've always known each other, and Tom and Bailey met through Craigslist, I believe.
Yeah, of all places.
Of all places.
Let's not dig too deeply into that.
No.
We'll stop that right there.
Yeah. And then we realized we both play music, too.
Oh, that's good.
Music came last.
The international language of music.
Exactly. And I play a lot of shows down in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey to everybody down there, by the way.
Hello, Charleston.
That's right. They're listening. And I had wanted these guys to come down and do a show together, so we did. And I didn't know how great Bailey had become, what a great musician he had become. And then he also brought along Tom, who I now love.
Oh, good.
And we decided to do it together. So
I got two boyfriends off of Craigslist.
Yeah. You got two guys.
Yeah. Two for one. That's a twofer.
We said we were going to stop that, Tom.
Yeah, we did. So, you're about to put out a new album, right? You said it's in print. You're getting it tomorrow or something like that?
I got it today. Yes, the press got back to me today.
Oh, excellent.
Southern Sun so far. And once again, Carey Street Cafe, January 2nd. We're going to play the release party there at 9 o'clock. That's going to be an amazing, fun night for sure, and I'm very excited for the future.
Any other bands playing on that bill? Just y'all all night?
Bar None
will
also be there, and it'll be a big jamming mix at the end, I'm sure. Just a really great time.
What's that date again?
I believe it was January the 2nd at the Carey Street Cafe.
I forgot to tell Tom about the gig. Tom, we're playing January 2nd at Carey Street Cafe.
Any other gigs for Bar None coming up in the near future?
Yeah, we're going to be doing New Year's with the Hot Seats and Jackass Jackass Flats at the Camel. So it should be a really good time. I think Bar None's going to start the evening off right around 8:30 or so.
Yeah, that's probably an ish.
Yeah, 8:30-ish, yeah.
So, hey, we're going to get these guys to play some more songs in just a second, but first I want to let everyone listening out there know that the Richmond Habitat Restore, located at 1901 Roan Street, is Richmond Habitat's retail operation that offers new and salvaged building and home improvement supplies for sale to the general public at deeply discounted prices. By selling donated goods, Restore diverts reusable goods from our landfills, allows people of all incomes to renovate their living spaces, and channels all profits into building more Habitat homes in Richmond, Virginia.
Josh, here's the question here. What will you get the person who has everything?
I will get them... Well, I would have answered I'll get them nothing, except maybe some of my patented good advice, but I think you've got something else in mind, Otto.
How about a WRIR radio greeting card? It's always the right size. and it's sure to arrive on time. For a contribution of $100, you'll have 6 personalized radio announcements made on air during the day of your choice. You can send your holiday cheer, make a birthday wish, announce a birth, or toast an anniversary. And for more information about the WRIR radio greeting cards, you can contact the lovely Alyssa at 804-557-3798 or email underwriting@wrir.org.
Indeed. That's a worthy thing. Actually, my mother may have done that just recently. Hopefully she won't embarrass me.
Filing it away for future reference.
She's going to do my mom is going to do a Richmond greeting card, a radio greeting card on the day that I first successfully used the toilet or something like that, probably. Anyway, so let's get back to James Justin Burke and company, although officially according to your MySpace, which is myspace.com/James Justin Burke.
That's right, that's my
You
last
are
name.
Just James Justin and company.
That's correct. That's okay.
We're the company.
You guys are company.
We're gonna be just a symbol in a few years.
All right, great. So, you guys, take it away, and we'll be back. You're listening to Edge of Americana. It's about 7:39.
Thanks, guys. That's one that I just worked up. It's called Together Alone.
Yeah, so. Bailey Horsey right there.
Thanks, go guys. Figure. Together Alone.
yeah, perfect.
We got time for two more, Josh, or just one? Two? Okay. All right, folks. Tom, you want to talk to him for a second while we change instruments?
Sure. Although I have nothing to say.
Don't let's get him to tell a joke.
No, somebody right. told me to be positive today when they gave me advice about speaking on the radio. They just said, be positive.
It's okay. We're done anyway. So. Thank you, everybody, for listening so much again. That was Together Alone, written by Bailey Horsley. And this one's called In the Garden. This one's about my garden back in Charleston.
Yeah. He has tomatoes in his garden.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Plant your seeds in my backyard. The flowers grow, and I would call you. We sit and talk about our day. My rose bush is burning red. Took the phone to the closet so you could talk to me. The hammock was swinging, stretching good. The blue is playing in the garden. My rose bush was burning red. Under the garden, and my rose bush was burning red. And now your seeds have grown into flowers. But we still love like we just met. If I could be your rose.
Sorry. Go ahead, Tom. What were you saying?
I play in another band called Smokehouse. I just wanted to make that clear.
Are you lying?
No, I'm totally telling the truth.
Okay. He was going to get beat up later tonight.
Shout out for Smokehouse.
Smokehouse.
You know, you remember that you have a son named Miles, and that's probably the more important thing to keep on
your
brain.
Yeah, definitely.
That's right.
Bands, they're like wayward children that you can't take care of, and you're not allowed to treat like you really want to treat.
Totally can understand that. Thing.
All right, one more song, boys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
okay, 'cause I know you'll rescue me. It's okay, 'cause my roots were dry anyway.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah. All right, that's James, Justin, and Company here on WRIR on Edge of Americana. Thanks very much for playing, guys.
Thank you.
And just as a reminder, January the 2nd, 9 p.m. at the Cary Street Cafe, and Bar None will be playing on New Year's Eve at the Camel with some other bands. All right, well, here we are on Edge of Americana, and we're doing New Year's songs. We're out with the old and with the new. We'll play a few more, and then we'll talk a little bit more. So here's Jim Baird doing "Them Good Old Times Are Coming Back Again." Give us a call if you'd like, 649-9737, if there's anything particular from the new or old category you want to hear.
Oh, them good old times are coming back again. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. And the good old sun will shine, and we won't have no red line. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. Oh, them good old times are coming back again. We won't have to break our backs, toting a big carload of tax. Oh, them good old days are coming back again. Oh, them good old days are coming back again. Oh, them good old days are coming back again. Old Depression, he will go to that place where there's no snow. Oh, them good old days coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Instead of filling up our jail, we'll fill up our dinner pail. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. We'll throw out our worn-out shoes, drive away the hungry blues. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. And that long-eared mule will say to that elephant that day, oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. We'll ride handsome, wide, and far in our little touring car. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. We'll have money in our jeans. We'll have room to turn up green. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. We've had misery and full, lived on promises and bull. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. We'll sit in our easy chair, not a worry nor a care. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. At the sun we'll smile, be darned, though our tonsils get sunburned. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. Oh, them good old times coming back again. We can rest our weary head as we sleep in feather beds. Oh, them good old times coming back again.
Good morning, people. I wish you a happy new year. Good morning, people. I wish you a happy new year. I'm so glad, people. So I get young again.
FM 97.3 Richmond.
Because this is one new year, baby, I ain't gonna be worried with you.
Coming round mountains when she comes.
Hey, here's a tip to lower your energy bills. Change a light. Just change one of your old-fashioned light bulbs at home to one with the Energy Star label. Your new light will use 75% less energy, save money, and last for years. For more information, contact the Virginia Division of Energy or go online to energystar.gov and take the Change a Light pledge to join others changing the world one light at a time. And remember, folks, it's global climate change, not global warming. 97.3, this is Edge of Americana.
And this is Otto, and I'm sitting here with Sparky, a.k.a.
Sparky? Josh.
Mr. Electricity, Josh Behrman.
Hey, how's it going? All right, so we are doing kind of, we're doing a New Year's Eve show. I think, you know, we've got a lot of different kinds of songs going on here, but there's a certain celebratory nature to them. There's also a contemplative nature to them, like that last song.
Yes,
sure.
But they're all about moving forward.
Moving forward.
Leaving the shell behind and moving forward.
Leaving that mold behind. That was Doc Watson, for whom there certainly is no mold. And he was singing I Am a Pilgrim from a Vanguard album called Doc Watson, The Vanguard Years. And there's a lot of great stuff on there spanning his career. And before that was H.M. Barnes and his Blue Ridge Ramblers doing She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain, which admittedly, I don't know, she'll be. The New Year's doesn't have to be a male, right?
It could be he'll be coming around the mountain, right?
I guess. It's not, though. It's she'll be coming around the mountain. Yep. And that comes from a blog that I have recently stumbled upon called Jeremy's Saggy Record Cabinet. And it is run by Jeremy Stevens, who actually plays in the New North Carolina Ramblers, who we listened to earlier playing The Year of the Jubilo. And Jeremy Stevens is a great guitarist and a great banjo player and just a great person, actually. And at his blog, he's transferring his 78s, his old 78s and his old LPs onto MP3. And then he's very careful. He only posts there things for download that you can't actually find commercially. And if he finds out that you can find it commercially, he removes it from there, but then provides a link to where you can buy it. So he's more kind of diligent about that than some. And that, it's just so you know, it's saggyrecordcabinet.blogspot.com. And it's a really great place. And there's other gentlemen out there doing that he links to. So that's H.M. Barnes and his Blue Ridge Ramblers. And before that, tell me about this one.
We have Mary Harris. Well, there's not a lot to say about Mary Harris. The name of the song that we played was, not surprisingly, New Year's Blues. Happy New Year's Blues. And Mary Lewis is kind of an enigma in recorded music history, especially blues. She had one 78 release, and on one side was that song we played tonight, and the other one was called The Christmas Blues on the other side. And no one knows anything more about her, though they suspect she was from St. Louis.
I love those kind of stories. And before that was Jim Baird with them Good Old Times Are Coming Back Again. And that's where we are, folks. It's 8:07 here on Edge of Americana. And I'm going to play for you now this really lovely... somewhat long for this show anyway, given that most of the tracks fall with under 2 minutes or right around there.
This is the DJ Freebird moment here.
Yeah, right. So this one clocks in at 6 minutes. Not quite Freebird, but this is Joseph Spence from 1958. And he's just an amazing, he was a Bahamian guitarist and he influenced a lot of kind of American fingerstyle guitarist. He's astounding, and he also kind of grumbles while he plays, and it's really entertaining. So I hope you enjoyed this. This is Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer by Joseph Spence.
Turn over brand new lean. This 1952, baby, I'm gonna turn over brand new lean. I'm gonna leave all of my trouble, baby, gonna leave all of my trouble behind. You know I won't have to cry, baby. You know I won't have to cry no more. Nineteen and 52, baby. Yes, I won't have to cry no more. We will see our home together, baby. And everything will be just fine. Baby, forget about the future, baby. Baby, think about for me. Forget about the past, baby. Baby, think about the days to come. Cold 1952, baby, we gonna turn over brand new lean.
Thank you.
WRIR appreciates the support of sustaining underwriter Plan 9 Music. Plan 9 Music has an extensive collection of new and used music and a staff that knows their stuff. Plan 9's basement is stocked for vinyl collectors, with new and used vinyl arriving weekly. Plan 9 purchases music, used music, and movies. Plan 9 is located in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street and on the web at www.plan9music.com, on MySpace and on Facebook. New releases at Plan 9 this week include Dinosaur Jr., Farm, Phoenix, Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix, Passion Pit Manners, and Grizzly Bear Vecatimist. This is a best of, but this is what they have listed for their new release. Oh, here are some more. Mary J. Blige, Stronger With Each Other, Young Money, We Are Your Money, We Are Young Money, and Plan 9 has anything that's new, folks. Plan 9, what a record store should be. The website lied to me. So it goes. It's 8:21 here on Edge of Americana. My name is Josh Behrman.
And this is Otto Conrad, co-hosting.
And we're doing kind of out with the old and in with the new. We're throwing off things and we're gathering new things. And we're going back. We're coming back. We're going over there. We're going to do it that way. And that way was Doc Walsh with Going Back to Jericho from an album called Old Time Mountain Banjo that County Records put out. That's got a lot of really great stuff on. It's got some Buell Casey. It's got some Doc Walsh. It's got some Roscoe Holcomb. It's got some Bascom Lamar Lunsford. It's got all the ones you want, I would say. And before that, what did we hear, Otto?
Before that, we had John Lee Hooker, of course, was spot on with a song called Turning Over a New Leaf, and that's off an early recording, a collection of his early recordings called the Modern Recordings, Complete Modern Recordings, which is a label.
And before that, Joseph Spence, like I was saying, Bahamanian musician, born in 1910, died in 1984. And, you know, a lot of musicians. This website's just listing a few. Taj Mahal, Rye Cooter, Woody Mann, Oludara, and John Renborn were influenced and have recorded versions of his songs. And that recording was recorded by folk musicologist Samuel Charters. It was on Folkway Records, and it was actually recorded on Spence's porch. And Spence's porch actually kind of plays a role in that song, in as much as he is stomping and keeping that funky beat going. I mean, that's just, to me, that's just some of the most amazing fingerstyle guitar stylings that there are. And I really enjoy it a great deal.
Very tasty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's 8:22. Otto, what are we going to listen to next?
We're going to stick with the old-time fiddle here for a little bit and do a little Tommy Jarrell. He's on number one there.
This is Breaking Up Christmas. I know Christmas is over.
We're done with Christmas. We're breaking it up.
But hey, Tommy Jarrell's going to do it for us.
Bringing up Christmas all night long.
back in a long time ago. The old folks dancing, oh, see, oh. Breaking up Christmas right along.
Yeah.
tied to a dirty old ball and chain. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some sweet day they'll turn me loose from this dirty old calaboose. Oh, dear mother, I'll come home some old day. Some old day.
Curly Seckler, hoping for a better year next year. And that's a Some Old Day right there from an album called That Old Book of Mine on County Records. I love me some Curly Seckler. And before that, tell me about that last track, the I'll Fly Away.
That was a version of I'll Fly Away by James and Martha Carson. And Martha Carson was sort of a Nashville, you know, there's a point in time where there's a bisection between what we would call old-time music and Nashville commercial music in the 30s and
sure,
40s. And
sure.
She was basically a kind of a commercial Nashville singer who had a series of husbands, and James was her first of several husbands along the way, and they did that version there. What I like about that particular cut is their singing sounds like the Delmore Brothers, but the chorus has got this, what's it called, Josh, the Sacred Heart singing?
Are you talking about shape note singing?
Yeah,
it's definitely like a kind of a church choir sound.
Yeah, it's got a very nice Pentecostal kind of sound
to
it.
Yeah, it's great. Really good stuff.
And then before that?
Before that was Bessie Jones and the Georgia Sea Island Singers from the Friends of the Old Time Music release on Folkways, which was a series of concerts that... Well, a lot of members of the New Lost City Ramblers, along with Gene Ritchie and other kind of important
Titan
revivalists from the 1960s, helped to put on in New York City. And it's just these, I mean, the shows must have been amazing, and the recordings are amazing, too. You've got all kinds of people on there, like the Georgia Sea Island Singers and Bessie Jones. And additionally, you've got, you know, Doc Watson and Bill Monroe and the Stanley Brothers, but also other people like Jesse Fuller, great San Francisco busking blues man, and just tons of people, tons of great, great musicians.
Good stuff.
And
before that, we had Tommy Gerald Kissing Christmas Goodbye and Breaking Christmas. And that with playing with him was a very young Mike Seeger on guitar.
Yeah. Not that long. Yeah, how long ago?
He looks, look at that photograph on the record.
He looks young in comparison.
He looks younger than you,
Josh. Although he always looks kind of old. So that was 1984 right there. So
yeah, he looks young there. And then Paul Smith
playing
banjo.
Paul Brown. Paul Brown. Banjo. And that was at the Pine Woods Music Camp, which I've actually attended before. It's out not quite on Cape Cod, kind of north of Cape Cod, near Plymouth, Massachusetts. And it's been going on for a long time. The Country Dance and Song Society puts on the many camps throughout the summer, including, this must have been for American Week, but they also have English Week and English American Week, and they have Family Week, which were the weeks that I attended, although I did attend an American Week once and got to, I was one of my first introductions to kind of true old-time music. I got to play music with John Herman, who is a great banjo player and, right, and knower of old-time music.
Right. Well, apparently Tommy Jarrell was, quote, on the staff of this particular week of music, and the way he fulfilled his staff duties was he would just come out on the front porch of the cabin he was staying at every day and grab Mike Seeger and play a set basically for everybody and answer their questions.
Well, what else would you really want from Tom and Jarrell but that? That's really good stuff there. And here we are. It's 8:38. Lee's show's coming up in about 20 minutes, and Otto and I are going to keep on going with this this kind of new and old and out with the new and in with the old. Remember, you can go to WRIR.org to see our playlist, and when we have our podcast updated, we will post it there. Therein, you can search on schedule and find Edge of Americana.
As Josh and I were working on our set list for this show, a lot of songs jumped to mind that involve getting out of town. And this next one is by Don Paisley, and he's going to be talking about leaving Detroit.
Yeah, Dan. Oh, Dan. Don Paisley. I'm
Don
sorry.
Don Paisley, yeah.
Not Danny Paisley. This is Don Paisley in Southern Grass. Excellent. Good stuff. So, wait.
Track one.
Track one.
But tomorrow morning I'll be checking out. I'm leaving this old city and the bad times that I've had. I'm leaving Detroit, I'm hitting south. I'm going where the southern breezes blow. I'm tired of Detroit's weather with its snow. Don't look for me tomorrow, cause tonight I'm checking out. I'm leaving Detroit, I'm hitting south. Chuckles blaring, takes the southern cooking in my mouth. I miss the ones that love me and the good times of the past. I'm leaving Detroit, I'm hitting south. I'm going where the southern breezes blow. I'm tired of Detroit's weather with its snow. Don't look for me tomorrow, cause tonight I'm checking out. I'm leaving Detroit, I'm hitting south. With its snow. Don't look for me tomorrow, cause tonight I'm a checking out. I'm a leaving Detroit, I'm a hitting sound. I'm a leaving Detroit, I'm a hitting sound. Thank you.
I've sung this song, but I'll sing it again, of the place that I lived on the wild, windy plains in the month called April, county called Gray, and here's what all of the people there say. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I've got to be drifting along. A dust storm hit, and it hit like thunder. It dusted us over, and it covered us under. Blocked out the traffic and blocked out the sun. Straight for home all the people did run, singing so long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is a-getting my home. I've got to be drifting along. We talked of the end of the world, and then we'd sing a song and then sing it again. We'd sit for an hour and not say a word, and then these words would be heard. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is a-getting my home, and I've got to be drifting along. Sweetheart sat in the dark and sparked. They hugged and kissed in that dusty old dark. They sighed and cried, hugged and kissed. Instead of marriage, they talk like this. Honey, so long, been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is a-getting our home, and I've got to be drifting along. Now the telephone rang and it jumped off the wall. That was the preacher making his call. He said, kind friend, this may be the end, and you've got your last chance at salvation of sin. The churches was jammed and the churches was packed, and that dusty old dust storm blowed so black. Preacher could not read a word of his text, and he folded his specs and he took up collection. Said, so long, been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is a-getting my home, and I've got to be drifting along.
WRIR's programming is made possible by the generous support of Import Auto House. Import Auto House, serving the Richmond community for 40 years, is locally owned and provides maintenance and repairs of Asian, British, and European cars by certified technicians at three locations, including 6316 West Broad Street in the near West End. Import Auto House can be reached at 804-673-9171 and on the web at importautohouse.com. And this is your host, Otto Conrad.
And this is Josh Behrman, and I was actually just going to hit this button right here. So now I'm going to do it, and then we'll talk more later. Boom!
You a hat like that, it makes you look like somebody else. It's hard enough to keep track of yourself. Brand new hat, put out the cat, caught you out stepping in your brand new hat. Once I had a nice new limb, kept my fingers and face all hid. Somebody broke into my van, left me talking with a policeman. Brand new hat, they put out the cat, caught you out sipping with your brand new hat. Thank you.
just keep on walking out the other way. It don't mean a thing to me if you got something that you want to see. Brand new hat, put out the cat, caught you out stepping with your brand new hat. Same old thing. Brand new hat, put out the cat, caught you out stepping with your brand new
A change in the weather and a change in the sea. Before long there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. There's nothing about me gonna be the same. I change my way of living, and if that ain't enough, I'll even change the way I strut my stuff. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made.
WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. It is Edge of Americana, and you've been listening to our New Year's show. We just heard O.C. Stockard doing There'll Be Some Changes Made. Otto, you got anything enticing to say about O.C. Stockard right quick?
O.C. is a banjo player who played in the big bands before he ended up spending most of the rest of his career in Bob Wills' great band.
And let's just be clear, folks. He's not talking about a five-string banjo there. He's talking about a four-string banjo, the most powerful of all instruments. Before that, we had the Bad Livers, Danny Barnes and Mark Rubin, doing Brand New Hat from their great album Industry and Thrift. And before that was Woody Guthrie.
Doing, well, I know it just simply as So Long, It's Good to Know You. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Dusty Old Dust.
Dusty Old Dust, indeed, from Dust Bowl Ballads. And Hoyt Ming and his Pep Steppers before that, doing the New Hot Times. Nothing like a little bit of mid-tempo Mississippi music. And Dan Paisley and Southern Grass. I'm Leaving Detroit. Been to Detroit recently, folks. I think Detroit needs more people coming to it and not so many leaving right now. So it's 8:55. We're going to fit in two more here, and we're probably going to spill over into Lee's time. And you know we don't really care. Take that, Lee.
Ha!
So first we're going to hear from Jimmy Martin doing an old Hank Williams song, You're Going to Change or I'm Going to Leave, and then we're going to go back to Noel Sing We Clear for Carol for a New Year's Day. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for the Lee Show.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
Well, you wore out a brand new trunk, packing and unpacking your junk. Your daddy's mad, he's done got pee. Gonna change or I'm gonna leave. We're gonna change your way of living and change the things you do and stop doing all the things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad, he's done got pee. You gonna change or I'm gonna leave. Well, it's every time you get mad, you pack your things and go home to Dad. You tell him lies he don't believe. You gonna change or I'm gonna leave. You gonna change your way of living and change the things you do and stop doing all the things that you oughtn't to. Well, your daddy's mad, he's done got pee. You gonna change or I'm gonna leave. Well, this ain't right and that is wrong. Just keep nagging all the day long. Now it's gotta stop, I don't mean please. Are you gonna change or I'm gonna leave? Way to keep a woman happy and make her do what's right is love her in the morning, ball her out at night. Well, your daddy's mad, he done not be. You gonna change or I'm gonna leave.
The old year now away is fled, the new year it is entered. Then let us now our sins down tread and joyfully all appear. Let's merry be this holiday and let us run with sport and play. Hang sorrow, let's cast care away. God send you a happy new year.
And now with new year's gifts each friend unto each other they do send. God grant we may our lives amend and that the truth may appear. Now like the snake cast off your skin of evil thoughts and wicked sin, and to amend this new year begin, God send us a merry new year.
And now let all the company in friendly manner all agree, for we are here welcome all may see unto this jolly good cheer. I thank my master and my dame, the which are founders of the same. To eat, to drink now is no shame.
God send us a merry new year. Come lads and lasses, everyone. Jack, Tom, Dick, Bess, Mary and Joan. Let's cut the meat unto the bone. For welcome you need not fear. And if for good liquor we shall not lack, it will wet me brains and strengthen me back. This jolly good cheer, it must go to rack. God send us a merry new year. Come give us more liquor when I do call. I'll drink to each one in this hall. I hope that's allowed, I must not bawl, but unto me lend an ear. Good fortune to my master send, and to my dame, which is our friend. God bless us all, and so I end. And God send us a happy new year.
You're listening to 97.3 WRIR LP, 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia.